Made simple.
Minutes after the hour, as we pursue more information, your health is the focus. Before you lose hope about your health, call Dr. Ken. He's here at your service at 888-553-7536. The open invitation. There's no restriction placed on you. If you have a question, you have a problem, then get at it. 888-55-DRKEN. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology in the Orlando area, and a lot of people say, wow, he's got such great expertise. I want to see him. His expertise is in the cardio field. So if you call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, you'll get into his office, and I'm sure he'd be happy to see you. You can learn why it is that so many people like to see him personally, as well as enjoy visiting with him and listening to him here on the radio every weekend. 888-553-7536. Dave in Greenwich, Connecticut is on the air now with Dr. Ken. Hi, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm calling because I did listen to you occasionally when I'm free in the mornings here. And at one point I hear you emphasize a lot to people that call in is to make sure you get as much testing done and opinion and experience that I've been through in the last 2 years.
Well, what I say is get the right diagnosis, whatever it takes.
That's what I'm leading to. For the last 2 years, I've been through a couple surgeries in the first time around and ended up being the diagnosis was sarcoidosis. And I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but the first time around they were...
Whoops, we lost that connection on a cell. He gave me enough information for you probably to handle a little info back at him, Ken. What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about sarcoidosis because this is a unfortunately too common but not well understood issue. And most people haven't even ever heard of this. It's pronounced sarcoidosis. It's characterized by the development and growth of these tiny clumps of inflammatory cells in different areas of the body. It most commonly occurs in the lungs, then the lymph nodes, the eyes, and the skin. And this is one of these inflammatory illnesses that we just don't quite understand enough about it, but we believe it's the result of an abnormal immune system, most likely to something inhaled from the air. But just what triggers this response really isn't known. The course of sarcoidosis, it can be very variable. Some people have a mild response, and some people, it can be life-threatening. In the era before we had prednisone to give to patients, people would die from this, and it was very common. Fortunately, today we do have treatment for it. It takes aggressive corticosteroids to turn off the inflammatory system, because in this illness, the inflammatory system, unfortunately, is not our friend. It's actually attacking the body. There are some anti-rejection drugs that are used, anti-malarial drugs, and some of the newer tumor necrosis factor, alpha drugs, inhibitor drugs. These are the newer ones. Sometimes organ transplant has to be considered for severely damaged lung or liver. Mm-hmm. So this is an area of the body that can undergo a lot of stress on it, and it needs very careful follow-up.
All right, so Dave, get back with us. He lost the line. Dave, is that satisfactory? Do you have enough information there to move forward?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to tell the doctor that basically I have been getting treatment for 2 years now, but the first time around, a noted oncologist, thoracic surgeon, and a family practitioner that I've been dealing with, told me I had a million and one chance that it was lymphoma. That was their initial, because they did a PET scan also.
Yes.
So we went in and had the surgery done in my throat, and they tested the nodules, and it was sarcoidosis.
Was that by biopsy?
Yes, they did.
Okay, great.
Ostomy, they did everything. The pathologist was right there in the operating room.
Okay, good.
Not great that you have it, but it's great you know what it
is. Right, that's what I meant. It's great that you clarified what it is.
Went to a pulmonary specialist for 6 months on prednisone, coughing never went away. My daughter, who's in the medical field now, fortunately becoming a practitioner, said, Dad, I think you need to go to bigger places. We went to the world's most renowned person for sarcoid in New York City at Mount Sinai, Dr. Louis DiPaolo. Since last June, he's put me on this drug, Plaquenil, and it has done absolute wonders.
Plaquenil is an anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquinone, hydroxychloroquine, and this can be helpful.
The second time, though, doctor, they first they went in my throat. About a year later, when I was getting worse, they found two big spots in my lung, so they now bet that I had lung cancer. They went in and took a third of my right lung out to find out it was sarcoid. So Dr. DiPaolo in New York said, in hindsight, it's past us now. I would have just done a needle biopsy. And so I used to have a V8 engine with my lungs. I now have a V6 engine.
Okay.
So
but,
the treatment
is more economical.
Dave, at least your V6.
Unbelievable hospital.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm so glad that you're here because,
good story.
You know, 50 years ago, you wouldn't even be here to tell us about this. It is a great story. Stay with this doctor and let us know from time to time how you're doing.
Good luck to you.
They say the key is that make sure the doctor in New York says the key is we want to make sure it doesn't get to the organs.
Exactly. Yeah. This can be a systemic problem. Exactly. Hopefully the liver is doing okay.
All right, Dave. 888-553-7536. Someone called with a question about super beta prostate, asking why it is that Dr. Ken thinks this is the best way to handle the prostate. The best way to handle the prostate, if I may throw in my 2 cents worth, and not only to feed it well, but also to make sure you're getting your checkups. See somebody.
And to use it.
Yeah, I mean, Ken is not a general practitioner, so he's not likely to give you a digital rectal exam. But the appropriate person, everybody needs to. We haven't learned anything from Ken over the years. Everybody needs to have a primary physician, even though the system doesn't really encourage you to do that intelligently. That's what you need. And if you're having problems with your urine flow, you're not sleeping well, your intimacy level is not good, then that's all sign that you haven't checked out your prostate and you have a problem, Ken.
The reason I like this, and I like it specifically for so-called BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, not for lung cancer, for prostate cancer, but for preventing the enlargement that will occur beginning at age 40 for most guys. And the studies show that this is so effective. The medical journal Lancet has published a good study showing that pure beta-sitosterol is very effective for controlling the enlargement so that you can function well with your urinary tract. You can continue to function sexually. And it's more of a natural approach to this problem. And I like the safety, the effectiveness that's all been published in the medical journal Lancet.
All right. Would you like to have a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate? I think the normal retail on this is $39.95. If you act right now, you will get a free bottle. Don't need a prescription. Don't need anything but a phone. 800-607-7078. New customers, call in. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078. Be smart. Take care of yourself. More women actually can. You know that. Call in and ask for this to help their husbands. Men are very stubborn and very silly about this. 800-607-7078. Protect yourself. Feed. Your body needs to be fed well no matter. Okay, you want to eliminate all kinds of problems that you could have. And if you have good nutrition, and that's what this is nutrition for the prostate. Pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's all you have to do. A free bottle of Beta Prostate now. 800-607-7078. Our number here is 888-55-DRKEN. Mary is in Sacramento, California, and she's next to talk to Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm calling about I've had right upper quadrant pain radiating to my back for about a year, and when I wear a bra, it makes it worse, so therefore I take the bra off.
Okay.
I don't have any upper right quadrant hardness or pain, but I frequently can just sit and just hold my hand under my right breast just for support for the discomfort.
OK. Okay. Sacramento is still a nice place. When I was training, when I was training in cardiology in the late 1980s in San Francisco, I used to go to Sacramento to moonlight, and it was just a lovely place then. I hope it's still very nice. But Mary, you have right upper quadrant abdominal discomfort, and the first thing we think about in a woman your age is the gallbladder, biliary colic. Have you had your gallbladder looked at? Do you have stones? Do you have any inflammation of the gallbladder?
Not that I know of.
Have you had an ultrasound done?
No, nothing.
Okay, that's what I would look at. Some of the other possibilities, Mary, are you in medicine? Because you use the medical term right upper quadrant pain.
A little bit.
A little bit. How did I tell? This could be a kidney stone, I doubt, because it's been going on as long as it has and you're not in agony. It could be a stomach ulcer. It could be something going on with the chest wall. You could have some sort of hematoma, some sort of expansion in the chest wall. Hiatal hernias can do this. A liver issue could be going on here. I think among the possibilities I just tossed out, you'll find the answer. The first step here is to get an ultrasound of this area. If that doesn't show a problem, then you're going to need an upper endoscopy to look down with the scope into that area. Do you know a good gastroenterologist, a GI doctor?
Yes.
All right, that's your next step. I would talk to your primary doctor and put your heads together and get yourself next week to a good GI doctor. My wife just had her gallbladder out, and I put my hands on her right upper quadrant, and I could tell immediately what it is, and you just need to get this examined, and I bet they'll figure it out.
What about pancreas?
It could be the pancreas. The pancreas is usually more of a back, more of a in the middle of the abdomen, radiating straight to the back.
That's what I have.
You have that also?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be that a CT scan of that area also, or an ultrasound may need to be done if they can't see it with the ultrasound. But this is not something that should be very difficult to untangle, Mary. And just for your own peace of mind, if you're in medicine, I know the pancreas just brings up, you know, agony and stress in everybody mm-hmm. when we start thinking about an issue there.
Mm-hmm. That any of the organs, liver.
Get some peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Let me know. See the GI doctor. Get the ultrasound. They'll do an endoscopy, maybe a CT scan also of the abdomen, and let me know.
Second opinions.
What about labs to have?
Well, they'll run a liver function panel, hepatic function panel, we call it. They'll probably run an amylase of the pancreas also, and also a CBC to make sure you're not bleeding.
No, well, my platelets were slightly high. That was the only abnormal test.
Well, that's nonspecific. That can be due to a lot of things. But I don't think that tells us what's going on with right upper quadrant pain immediately.
All right, Mary. Take good care and get yourself. She knows enough to be, and I don't mean this in the negative sense, to be dangerous, kind of like me. You know enough about how the system works, and you want to get more answers, and that's some good. There's a saying, look deeper and go further, you'll find the truth. Maybe that applies to a lot of the things that you tell people here, Ken.
Well,
go ahead.
The key is not to be afraid of what you don't know.
Yeah.
The quicker we know about it, the quicker you get peace of mind. And it's getting that first step because so many of us are just so afraid to find out what this
is.
Well,
that doesn't help you any. If you don't know, how can you help yourself? It may not be pleasant to find out what the truth is, but you need to have the truth. 21 after, Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken on the air.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.org.
Now 23 and change after the hour. You're continuing listening, and we're continuing to help people at 888-553-7536. Speaking of helping people, did you know that you can lose weight? Did you know that Dr. Ken has signed on with about 20,000 other doctors to support the work of MetaFast? MetaFast is the fast, simple, satisfying, well-supported way to eat well and lose weight. Now, this thing is amazing because all the people, look at all the people on my staff. I've had four or five people and people that are related to people on my staff that have gone to MetaFast at 800-506-4115, and because Dr. Ken recommends MetaFast along with all these other doctors, they're eager to know if you have a doctor, and so you'll tell them, yeah, Dr. Ken is the one who sent me here, and in exchange for that, Ken, what do they get?
Well, they get some weight loss, and I don't know if you've seen the picture of the pantry at the Kronhaus's house, but it's packed full of MetaFast products. The entire family is on this and losing weight and enjoying it. And this really works. It's a healthy, effective, safe way to create a lifestyle to get the weight down. Doctors, 20,000 doctors across America recommend it. I see it in my office time and time again, people losing weight on MetaFast.
All right, so check this out, 800-506-4115. And by the way, it's safe for younger people as well. Many times you think about these diet products and whether or not they are good. The diet systems are good for young people as well as those who are older. But children or teenagers, we see a problem with teenagers. And this is just as good for teenagers as it is for adults, right?
Absolutely. My teenager's on it.
800-506-4115. Take note of that number and help yourself to losing weight the safe, fast way, MetaFast. All right, so we get back to your calls now at 888-553-7536. Cinda is in Eustis, Florida, in Dr. Ken's backyard. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wondered what Dr. Ken could tell me about small artery disease of the heart. I've been diagnosed with that.
Sure. Have you had a heart catheterization?
I've had three heart catheterizations. The last one was very disastrous, 13 days in the hospital, two pints of blood, and two surgeries. So
wow.
I've had none since then, and I have one stent in the left anterior descending artery.
So you have, that's what we call epicardial coronaries, or large vessel. These are the trunks that sit on top of the heart, the big vessels. but you have open big vessels, but you're still having symptoms of inadequate blood flow, Cindy?
Yes, I mostly, well, now it's gotten to the part that if I do aerobic exercise too fast, I have to stop because I get chest pain.
Okay, let me talk to you about, this is called microvascular angina. The number one cause of death in America is due to blockage of the big vessels that sit on top of the heart. Think of a tree trunk, and I'm going to make a metaphor because the heart's like a football. It has a thickness to it, and these big tree trunks give off little branches which go down into the thickness of the heart. These are called the microvessels. When you do a routine heart catheterization or a CT angiogram of the circulation of the heart, you can't see these microvessels because they're so tiny, but they can have problems, and they can have blockages or hormonal issues with them, and they can all cause all of the symptoms that you get when the big vessels are blocked. Chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue. What happens is you get a heart catheterization or a CT angiogram of the heart, and the doctors say everything's okay. About two-thirds of people with this problem do have small abnormalities of stress tests, and what frequently happens is you're having symptoms, as you described, you get a stress test, it's somewhat abnormal, and then you go and have a definitive anatomic study, either a heart catheterization or a CTA of the coronaries, and the doctor says everything is fine. Everything's not fine. You have microvascular angina. This is so common in women, two-thirds women, one-third guys. The most common person is a perimenopausal woman who has microvascular angina, but I've seen it in ages as young as the 20s and as old as the 90s. This is a very, very common issue. It's very effectively treated with a mechanical treatment that we call EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation. Medications for this are usually not effective in about half of the people, and you have to be on them for life. But enhanced external counterpulsation, this mechanical treatment, it's approved by Medicare and most insurers, is very good at treating microvascular angina. Cindy, you're in the county where I practice. If you'd like to give me a call, I'd be glad to talk more about this with you and even help you.
The number for Dr. Ken's office is 800-LATE-CARDIO. That's good advice, Cindy. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Speaking of insurance, the Senate Commerce Committee this week found that one of the insurance companies headquartered in Delaware and a firm that screens test results inappropriately have denied 10 to 15% of their claims. How much of a problem is this, do you think, with regularity? Can you run into this in your practice where the insurance companies are supposed to pay, but they don't?
Oh, it happens too often. We need, this is what the solution to this is, more competition, allowing us, the consumers, the American public, to buy insurance across state lines. We need more competition. There's too few. We don't need a one-payer system. You hear some people, just the government being the insurer. We don't need just a few private insurers. We need tons, many, many private insurers competing against each other.
888-553-7536. More of Dr. Ken and your call is coming right up here.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Insurance.
Welcome to the weekend.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Whether the weather is good or bad, he's always around, helpful, and when I say helpful, hopeful help. I don't mean to be sort of a wise guy with words, but that's what this is. I'm not double entendres and all that other stuff. Very helpful, very hopeful, great bedside manner, but you got to get to your problem. We know we love you, and we want to help you. But you're not helping yourself or others if you drone on about what's happened in the past. Give us what's going on now and ask whatever your question is. We know that you want to be heard, but you also need to be polite and need to be mindful that there are a lot of other people who would like to get at Dr. Ken. And this is sort of like client-patient stuff with the doctor, but he gives you a great deal more time if you see him personally, and it's the opposite when you're, I'm not trying to be like the doctors who get you in and get you out, but we really do need to get to the point of your concern so that we may help you as quickly as we may, and then Ken can give you enough information for you to go on your own, and I think that's what's important. The oldest man, Walter Brueninck, oldest man in the world, died at the age of 114, living in Minnesota. He grew up without any electricity or running water. Great story for this guy. Has a wonderful face. If you look at some of the pictures of him that appeared after he passed away, a guy who obviously was at peace, and that's a way for you to live, to be 114, isn't it? So you gotta be in peace. You have to make sure you know your body, all those kinds of, a lot of it's luck, living in Minnesota. It's cold. Maybe that's part of the recipe for living long. I can't even begin to imagine living a life in Minnesota, but that's just me. A lot of people love it there. My sister lives in Minnesota, and she likes it to a point. At any rate, I thought I'd acknowledge his passing, Ken, because he has. I looked at his face, and what a wonderful. And you know, you think about living to 114. We're all interested in living as long as we can and being as healthy as we can. The human body is, according to most scientific, here I am in your world of science, but I remember when I was a biology student in high school, one of the things we studied was the ability of the heart and the rest of the organs to live and be strong if they aren't corrupted by outside influences, mostly what you eat, things you do during your life. But the body itself, the human body, is basically something that's capable, if we don't abuse it, of going 140, 150 years. We don't get that far because we abuse it.
Doug, there was a story out in the medical literature this week. It's actually going to be coming out in book form called Treat Me, Not My Age, about what you can do to live to 100. And there may be a longevity gene. However, this is a big however, there's also a powerful trait that's called adaptive competence, which can help us live a very long life. Adaptive competence, briefly, is the ability to bounce back from life's curveballs. Curveballs in any aspect of life, be they medical, social, financial, or psychological.
Yeah, it's very important. All those things are part of the mix. I look at my beautiful dog, Charlotte, who's now almost 11, and other than a little bit of arthritis in her shoulder and her elbow, the doctor said, you keep her active, feed her well, and love her, and she'll live another 10 or 11 years, which is unheard of. Most bulldogs don't even last this long. It's all about what you expose them to and what you expose yourself to. Your children, anybody that's alive, lives better if you are caring for it or her or him or yourself. And there's a great lesson there. 888-553-7536. Mark is in Mississippi. Sounds to me like he needs some digestive advantage looking. I shouldn't laugh at this, Mark, but I said to Ken when I was looking at the info about you that you get from the screener, you have gas and bloating and that sort of thing. It's not fun. Have you tried things like the Digestive Advantage products that we talk about?
No, I haven't, actually.
Mark, tell us a little bit about your symptoms.
Well, okay, I mean, it was an ongoing thing for a while, and I'm 54, but I've been in reasonably good health. I don't really see doctors. But anyway, it reached a point where I started seeing a gastrointestinologist back in November. And, you know, the first thing she did was a colonoscopy and this and that. But the thing just doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know if it makes much sense to her. I tried to eat healthy. I tried all the, you know, the expensive breads, the 12 fiber, the 12 grain, this and that, and this and that. All that stuff seems to just, after I've eaten it, causes me, you know, to blow. I mean, my stomach actually swells. It hurts. It's ridiculous. I'm down to basically, I can't eat vegetables. If I eat vegetables, I suffer the same problems. She hasn't really nailed it down. I mean, what she's done was essentially she's having me take all these tests, stool tests, and she's testing for all this stuff. And everything seems to come out right, except that the only thing the colonoscopy revealed was I don't have diverticulitis, but I have diverticulosis.
Yeah, that's very common. That's just little out pouches that are non-inflamed. That's not going to cause you any symptoms unless they get inflamed, which they're not. So that's not a cause of this. Have you been evaluated? You know, it can be an infection, but I guess they sounds to me like they looked for infections in your bowel. But it can be also an allergic reaction, celiac disease, SPRU. You mentioned eating wheat. Have you been evaluated for what we call gluten enteropathy, SPRU?
Right. What I was going to say is the only test that I seem to have failed so far was, and this was borderline. They told me it was borderline. They said I was borderline lactose intolerant. So I immediately switched to a lactate-free milk or soy milk, which doesn't...
Can you find any raw milk in your area, Mississippi? Do you have any raw milk?
There's some farms around here, so I imagine...
See if you can find some raw milk. Milk that's produced to be sold as raw milk. Drink that if you can
find
it.
And the Digestive Advantage, the lactose formula, you might want to try?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. I don't understand this. I can sit down and eat a Snickers bar and have a cup of coffee, and I'm fine. But if I sit down and have a planned-out meal, you know, with, broccoli and, you
Mark,
know.
Try
the only thing I can eat right now is corn.
Mark, try the Digestive Advantage, the lactose formula, but also that'll only help. It can't hurt. It may not solve the problem. You need a specific diagnosis. Did you talk to your doctor about celiac disease?
Well, she hasn't mentioned that. I should throw in one other thing too, because they made
You're not answering my question. Have you been have you been diagnosed for that? Has that been excluded?
I think it has actually.
Okay, ask your doctor. Okay, if celiac disease has been excluded.
Okay, I can ask you that directly.
And have you had an upper GI evaluation? You said you had a colonoscopy. Have you had an upper endoscopy?
I'm not sure what that is. They were pretty thorough.
Listen for a second. That's when they put a pipe down your throat, and they look from above. I have a feeling you didn't grow up in Mississippi. Is that correct?
Well, I'm actually, I don't know who I spoke to when I talked. I'm actually not from Mississippi. I'm from Boston.
All right. That I would believe.
Helpful.
Okay. Yeah. They had a hard time getting the town that I actually lived in.
Do you live in Stoughton?
Yeah.
Do you live in Stoughton?
Correct.
Stoughton, Massachusetts. Okay. Got it. That's down south near Brockton. It's down off of, it's actually a town not very far from where I am in Framingham.
Mark, you need a new GI doctor. You need an upper GI series. You also need, like the last woman, you need probably an ultrasound of your gallbladder. Make sure that it's not that problem. You just need to get a better evaluation. Make sure this is not malabsorption. Make sure you don't have any pancreatic insufficiency. Take care. You need a good GI doctor to sort this out for you.
Good luck to you, sir. 888-553-7536. How about Mike, who's down in Port Charlotte, Florida, wants to get some info on our newsletter. Go ahead, Mike. You've signed up for it, have you?
I have, and it's very good, and I really appreciate it, Doctor. Thank you.
Thanks, Uncle Mike. I'm glad you liked it.
Recently, you were speaking about the HPV virus.
Yes.
And I was wondering what you thought about which men should have the vaccine for that.
You're a man ahead of your time. Right now, it's only recommended, approved for females age approximately 13 to 26. And because we can start it at a woman 9 to up to 26, but it hasn't yet been investigated to be safe and effective for other age groups. It's being tried experimentally in men, but where to go from here is still a research question, and I would not, unless you want to participate in a research study, become a guinea pig.
It was a little unnerving, the percentage that you cited, the number of men who have this virus.
It is. It's unbelievable. There's more. There's more throat cancer being caused by the HPV than by smoking. What should men do? Well, be, you know how you get the HPV virus in your throat?
Well, yes. What do you do?
What you mean? Once you have it?
Before.
To prevent it?
Yes.
Well, you have to watch where that where your mouth goes.
Well, it's going to leave a lot of unhappy women.
Maybe make sure the woman is checked and that there's no issue there. It takes a joint effort.
I guess it is.
But you have to keep them happy. So you're a clever guy. You can figure out. Talk to the physicians about working out a plan so everybody's safe.
All right.
There you go. And the newsletter this week, Ken, speaking of that, what's the focus of the newsletter?
It's related to sexual health and relationship, the latest news.
There you go. Check it out online at drkenshow.com or at dougsteffen.com. You'll see Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. And when you go in there, you'll see a place for you to sign up. There's a box. Put your email in, and you'll get this newsletter that the gentleman we're talking about here, gentleman being Ken and the caller. It is really very instructive. Ken does it for you. It doesn't cost a doggone thing. So why wouldn't you have just that much more information at your fingertips, at your disposal every Friday? Again, Dr. Ken Show or DougSteffen.com. Ken was talking about Digestive Advantage and the special probiotics that are available, and to take advantage of all of the great things that are in the various products that are under the Digestive Advantage label, find them in the digestive section of CVS stores, Walgreens stores, Target stores, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere. More of your calls straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, and diabetes are among the most common and costly health problems in America. According to the CDC, nearly half of all adults have at least one chronic disease. But these conditions are preventable, and people can take steps to lower their risk. Pharmacist Andre Mackey from CVS Pharmacy has more on the importance of preventive care.
Early detection through health screenings is critical to managing and in some cases reversing the effects of chronic diseases like diabetes. However, many people aren't receiving health screenings because they don't have a doctor or they can't afford it. To make preventive care more accessible, CVS Pharmacy is providing free health screenings at more than 800 To Your Health events across the country.
The CVS Pharmacy To Your Health program offers over $150 worth of free screenings for diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, osteoporosis, and vision. For more information, visit www.cvs.com/toyourhealth.
To Your Health, that's what this program is aimed at, helping you with your health. It is addressed and it is dedicated to your health. 888-553-7536. Next up on the hit parade looks like Dan, who is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You are on the air, Dan. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Dan. How are things in South Dakota?
Well, I'm sitting with about a third of an inch of snow on the ground right now and ice. A little bit of wind.
Come to Florida. You can come swimming with me today.
I'd love to. I got a question for you. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, I've been a diabetic for 33 years.
Yes.
Took good care of myself, still taking good care of myself. I use three different types of insulin and seven shots a day on a sliding scale. But I've had eye problems the last 5 years or so, 6 years, where they've gone in with lasers and a vitrectomy. And one eye, I've had three operations, and my left eye, I've had one operation with three laser beam surgeries. My question is, I was just found out to have peripheral vision disorder, or I can't see side to side,
mm-hmm.
and I drive for a living, so I, of course, was taken off driving because I drive wheelchair patients around the city to various doctors, nursing homes,
bless your heart, Dan.
And now I don't know what to do.
Okay, let me help you. Let me help you, because what you need is a retina specialist. This is a specialized kind of ophthalmologist or an eye doctor. Let's just talk about eye problems and diabetes, because it is so common. I have a few friends who are eye doctors, and if it wasn't for diabetes, they would be very bored people. Diabetes symptoms, they sometimes involve your vision. High levels of blood sugar can pull fluid from your tissues, including the lenses of your eye, and this is why you can't focus, and that's why often diabetes is initially diagnosed with blurred vision. But left untreated long term, it can cause new blood vessels to form in your retina, and that's what you're having. That's the back part of your eye, as well as damage established vessels. And for most people, these early changes don't cause visual problems, but you've had it long term. These changes can progress, and they can lead to visual loss and blindness. And that's what's going on with you. The person who is very effective at giving you hope is the retina specialist. I would find out who is the most experienced retina specialist for diabetes in your area.
There's the advice. 888-55-DR-KEN, 51 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call
1-800-686-2237. We're talking to Dan about helping you with your vision out of the Archives of Ophthalmology this week. Very important study. Women younger than 75 who get sufficient vitamin D in their diets. This is good news. They appear to have reduced risk of a leading cause of blindness called age-related macular degeneration. Make sure you get your vitamin D levels checked when you go to the doctor.
All right, there also is a story this week about vitamin D. Again, almost every week we seem to be focused on vitamin D in some way or another, Ken, how this may affect macular degeneration. If you don't have enough vitamin D in your system, macular degeneration is a risk.
That's what I just did. Welcome to the party.
Well, no, I didn't hear you say, well, that's my fault. I didn't hear you focus on vitamin D. Where was I? My mind, well, welcome to the party. Why did I not hear that? I don't know why I didn't hear that.
I'll have to replay the tapes.
Let's go to
San Mateo, California.
Patrick, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Oh, hi, Dr. Ken. A year ago, I had a heart attack, and I went on a medications and exercise and diet program, and I am successfully rehabilitated. And my doctor, I saw him about a month and a half ago, and he kind of surprised me when he said that, gee, all your tests are fine, and he said your chances of having a reoccurrence of heart attack are very slim. And what I would like to know is that is there anything else I can do to further stabilize my heart?
Sure, Patrick. How to prevent the second heart attack? What a great question. How long have you been living in Northern California for?
All my life.
Oh, you were there when I was there, and I am so grateful to the folks of Northern California. You know, I finished my training at the University of California in San Francisco in the late 1980s and was blessed and honored to be trained at that wonderful, amazing institution. But let's talk about preventing the second heart attack. And what you want to do is make sure you lower your risk factors, know your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight. I hope all of those are under good control. You want that bad, you want that bad cholesterol, LDL, very low, under 70 at least. Triglycerides, yes, less than 150. Good cholesterol, over 45. You should be on a statin, an aspirin, a beta blocker, and an ACE inhibitor drug. Well, we wish we had a poly pill, but those four drug classes are life prolonging in someone like yourself. I hope that once the doctor says it's okay, you sound like an active guy, Patrick. You're in a symptom-limited exercise program. That would be very important. Hopefully you're on a little bit of fish oil and you're watching your diet.
Yes, I am. And I was walking for the first 6 months. I was walking 25 miles a week. Now I've readjusted. I'm about a mile and a half a day.
You're doing great. When was the last time you had a stress test?
I think part of my rehabilitation about 7 months ago.
Okay, and that was okay? Showed adequate blood flow everywhere?
Yes.
You're not having any symptoms, are you?
No.
Do you know what your ejection fraction is? That's how adequately your heart's pumping blood?
Oh, I remember that from when I had my heart attack, but I don't know the number.
Make sure you know that. Make sure it's greater than 35%. If it's not, then you would need what's called a defibrillator to prevent sudden cardiac death. But I think you're doing, Patrick, well. Just know your numbers and prevention. Make sure you're on a healthy diet. Talk to a dietitian if you haven't. But I think you're doing great.
Good. And the infarction, would you go say that again?
Infarction, that just means heart attack. You just want to know how much of your heart muscle is still working. Normal ejection fraction is 50 to 65%.
Right. Oh, yes, doctor. Thank you.
All right. We're out of time, sir. We got to move. We're out of time. We appreciate your call. It's always great when you have more people than you can talk to, but it's frustrating as well. Let me ask you one more quick question, Ken. The item this week about weight loss and the drugs that people are taking versus it's easy for us to say go to Medifast, but what are the dangers of some of these drugs, as this study suggests?
Very concerning. The weight loss drugs, Ali and Exenical, should be removed from the market because of the growing risk of side effects that include liver damage, pancreatitis, and kidney stones. This is according to the consumer watchdog Public Citizen. This came out after a publication in the Archives of Internal Medicine. So this drug Orlistat, which is Xenical or Ali from Roche, very concerning, and 2% increase risk in acute kidney injuries with it after 1 year. Talk to your doctor about it. I don't think this is a good way to go anymore. 59.